WONY Oneonta.
Oh, my.
Allman Brothers Band here at 90.9 FM and Blue Sky. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G along with you. And yes, we do have beautiful blue skies here in Oneonta on a Tuesday afternoon. So good to be back in the booth playing the favorites. This could be anywhere from the 60s to up to the 2000. And I'll be with you till 2 o'clock this afternoon. And, you know, school is back in session. And at this time of year, a lot of people like, well, summer's over. Even though really, I mean, what do we have, a couple more weeks and then it's officially over? I mean, it's like 40 degrees this morning when I'm walking the dog. I'm wearing gloves, you know, ski cap. It's cold out there. But the funny thing about September, I just found this out, is that the top 10 most common U.S. birthdays are September. Out of the top 10, there's 9 that occur in September. And as a matter of fact, number one on the list is today. So if you were born today, September 9th, you are at the top of the heap there for the top 10 most common birthdays. And then 1 through 5, so it would be the 9th, the 19th, the 12th, the 17th, and then 10th. And then July 7th is thrown in there. And then to round it out, the 20th, the 15th, the 16th, and the 18th. But I guess, you know, looking back, January can be cold sometimes. Just got to figure out a way to keep warm, right? Booty and the Blowfish, 90.9 FM. It is John Fogerty here at 90.9 FM, almost Saturday night on a Tuesday afternoon. Johnny G along with you. Welcome to the Jukebox Journey. Beautiful sunny afternoon. You know, earlier this year, I got a chance to read the book about the Bangles, and really interesting. I mean, here you had these four ladies, really good musicians, and they could not catch a break when they first started. Their first single that they thought was going to be a hit, they went to local radio stations in the Los Angeles areas trying to get this new record played, and the response they got, if the program directors or the jocks weren't hitting on them, the response they received was, well, you know, we can only play one female artist an hour, and right now the Go-Go's are really hot, so we're going to have to pass. So it was just incredible what they had to do to finally break through. Eventually, they did break up. And even though they said, we don't really have a lead singer, Susanna Hoffs was considered the lead singer. She went on to a little solo career. And I do have a CD of a bunch of remakes. And I haven't heard this one yet, so I'm going to give it a listen. I hope you like it. And I'm sure you'll recognize the song. 90.9 FM.
Be back at school. No. kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my love to me, set me free, set me free.
enough, he could shut his stuff. Had the whole town scared to death. When he walked by, they all held their breath. He's a fighting man, sure enough. And then Bill got himself a wife. Now he leads a different life. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Married life done changed him somehow. Town used to fear. Now they all call him Sweet Papa Willie dear. Stronger than Samson, I declare. Till the brown-skinned woman's bobbed his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. No, no, no. He's doing the dishes, mopping up that floor. Yes, he is. Barely used to go out drinking, looking for a fight. Now I gotta see that sweet woman every night. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now.
The lights are on, but you're not home. the world tonight.
Wang Chung here at 90.9 FM. And, you know, it figures first show of the semester and things did not start off well. I was unable to connect with the local internet here, so I was on the phone forever with IT. Thank you so much for their patience. And I finally got in. So hopefully from here on out, right, the next hour and 15 minutes, this will be smooth sailing. Oh, we'll see. Anyway, getting back to the music. I'm currently reading the biography of Paul Simon, and it was kind of cool that I came across a passage. These guys were just starting to make it big. It was like 1967. They had a manager. They had a couple of songs that they wanted to get out, and no promoters wanted to put on a big concert for them. So what the promoter did was he started calling colleges, and I think this was like maybe November, December. And by that time, most of the colleges had already booked people, you know, to come perform on campus. But one of the campuses he was able to connect with, in the book, it said, Oneonta State Teachers College, located by Utica. And I thought, how cool is that? So Simon and Garfunkel did make it to Oneonta. Spirit in the Sky. Johnny G along with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Welcome to Jukebox Journey. And, you know, I said to my wife the other day, I just realized I never give out the request line so people could call in and make requests. And her response was, why bother? Nobody's listening. But actually, I did get a request. If I could do this right, this is Christina Train. Saturdays Are the Greatest. And it looks like I didn't do it right. So we will try to get that right. But fortunately, I got something else queued up for you.
Saturdays are the greatest. When you wake with someone and you read the morning papers in a little patch of sun, watching boats on the water. Maybe ice cream in the park. and then on to a movie. When outside it's getting dark, Saturdays are the greatest. They were made just for fun. It's a fun I remember. I used to have someone fixing up my mascara for a table booked at 8, then heading out to a party and staying up a little late. But it's not much of a party when you're the girl on your own. And Saturday turns to Sunday, and you wake up alone. They were made just for fun. It's a fun I remember. It's a fun that's familiar. And Saturdays were the greatest. I used to have someone.
WONY Oniyasa.